This is Fiona Ritchie. New year, new voices. Welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. Like many young Clarsach Scottish harp players today, Rachel Hare explores the rhythmic as much as the melodic possibilities of her instrument. From her debut, Hubcaps and Potholes, that was her jig, Starry-Eyed Lads, and two more, The Alamo and Rolling Waves. A few more debuts and some rising names this week, and a first studio album in 10 years from one of the most successful artists whose work is inspired by the legends and landscapes of the Celts, Lorena McKennitt. Not a new voice, but a new work from her, and very welcome it is too. That's later. For now, we debut fiddler, composer, music therapist from Cork City, Ireland, Adel Sullivan. Her debut solo album, In the Time Of, includes many of her own compositions, and we're going to hear her Air and A Pair of Reels, Albin's Journey and London Winter and the Snowy Reel. Before Adel Sullivan, an Irish singer whose name returns to the airwaves here on Thistle as she becomes more and more established on both shores of the Atlantic, with Molly Bann, it's Pauline Scanlon.
Fouling with his gun in his hand, fouling all day, as you may understand. His sweetheart been out walking, he took her for a swan, and he shot his molly ball at the setting of the sun. You held my dear.
money down, my horror, who a money down. Horror, who a money down, Harry, you money down, my horror, who a money down. In ye, you shall not throw him a less sound, the phonic me chan on me, horror, who a money down, Harry, you money down, my horror, who a money down. Sound a shawl, a troche, lilia, peter, rein, mi jeep, a shawl, a horror, who a money in town. Harry, you want it down, boy, a horror, who a money in town. Cassonne, vis, mi rute, mi res, peler, a shine, the pork, a horror, who a money in town. Harry, you want it down, boy, a horror, who a money in town. Midrin rök is mischer van ist der schale horo ho va man in da heri yo van in da va ja horo ho va man in da perel midrin vai ich chep da heim sein malone horo ho va man in da heri yo van in da va ja horo ho va man in da helin nakave tu pandro hats mikal de kulen og storo ho va man in da heri yo van in da va ja horo ho va man in da.
Down, a walking song from the Tweed Weavers of the Hebrides, and pass along to us there from a Scottish band on the rise, Bodega. Music from Shetland's Shurmal ahead, and from two Highland musicians who decided to record an album together, revolving around their accordion and pipes and whistles. And they managed to do that after the passage of a mere 5 years from when they hatched the original plan. The album's called Fits or Giggles, which might explain some of the delays there. Ali McKenzie and Colin Melville ahead. First, a Northern Irish singer who's becoming very well established at home and throughout the UK and Ireland. She's Cara Dillon.
In a land of O'Cahan, where bleak mountains rise, o'er those brown ridgy tops now the dusky cloud fly. Deep sunk in a valley, a wildflower did grow, and her name was Finola, the gem of the row. From the eyes of a beauty appeared to our view a youth clad in tartan. It's strange, but it's true. With a star on his breast and strong was his bow. And he sighed for Fingola, the gem of the row, the gem of the row, the gem of the row. And he sighed for Fingola, the gem of the shores of Alba, his bright he did bear, but short were the fond years these lovers did share. For thrice on the hillside the banshee cried low. 'Twas a death of Fingola, the gem of the row, the gem.
Thank you. parties, but the living was arid and the weeds choked his dreams. She was a loner with invisible needs, afraid of the future and going to seed. She longed for fulfillment, but her standards were high. A fish out of water with her dreams in the sky.
We
all face times in our lives when troubles take their toll.
We
lose the will to find hope and surrender to the role that each of us plays on ourselves. The isolated things we plan when the trials we encounter are all commonplace to man.
An eight-piece band crafting their own fresh contemporary folk against the landscape of far northerly Shetland, Shurmal and Serendipity. Open your ears and your heart to some new voices this week, reacquaint yourself with the rising names, and as we mark a new year with fresh sounds on Thistle, we welcome the return to the recording studio of a very well-loved artist from Canada. Lorena McKennett is ahead, and you'll find details of all the music we feature online at our website. Follow the programme playlist link at thistleradio.com. This is NPR.
Thank you.
Fiona Ritchie still with you. Irish harper Grainne Hambly returns to Thistle. And first, we debut the voice of Irish singer Fionnuala O'Shaughnessy with The Maiden's Lullaby.
All the lilies. should he be noch hey Johnny lad you didn't keep your trace to stream I waited long I say the woodsy way and weary on my lane oh hey Johnny lad your knees again you should he be The farsi green, I look at her, the spunky how, and I thought you would have been. The ne'er a supper cross my creek, the ne'er a sleep has closed my inn. Oh, hey, Johnny lad, your knees, the kind you should have been. Waiting by the thorn, I thought it was the place we said and waited me till dawn and morn. Say, be no vex, my bonnie lassie, let my waiting stand for thine. We'll a wat to crate and shaw and seek the jays we tend to stream. Och, hi, Johnny lad, your knees again, you should have been. Och, hi, Johnny lad, you didn't keep your tries to stream. I waited long aside the woods, say, way and weary on my lane. Och, Johnny lad, your knees again, you should have been.
From the complete songs of Robert Tannehill, that voice belongs to a singer who has been gaining a following since winning the Young Scottish Musician of the Year award a few years back. That's Emily Smith. And we heard Grainne Hamley from her new Thorntree album of Irish harp. We mark a return to the recording studio of Lorena McKennett for a work of musical travel writing. As ever, she's inspired by the legends and landscapes of the Celts, but her journey is an epic one. It takes her across the European continent, as far east as Turkey, where 10,000 Celts are thought to have lived on the plains of Anatolia in the 3rd century BC. An ancient muse is the result of her travels, and from it we're going to hear Caravansary from Lorena McKennett. First, a new band of young women from the island of Lewis. The name means fire. It's Tina.
Hiri, 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 you, hiri, hiri, mo, hiri, loro, mo. Sun or rolling waves at sea, gentle breeze or lightning in a storm, dancing dream of all eternity. The sand was shimmering in the morning light, dancing off the dunes of far away. Night hill music so sweet, so there we lay until the break of day. We woke that morning at the onward calm. Our camels bridled up our hardest one. The sun was rising in the eastern sky, just as we set out to the desert's cry.
What is
voice, that quest that pulls me onward. My heart is full when you are by my side.
From Lorena McKennett, Caravansary, from an ancient muse, her fully fledged rich sound anchoring an hour's worth of new and rising voices and names on Thistle this week. You've been listening to The Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you each week from Scotland at thistleradio.com. You can find lots of information about our radio programmes and this music. There are programme playlists there, and we'll add this one for this programme within just a couple of days. Just follow the playlist link at thistleradio.com. And you can contact us by email from the link on any of our web pages. Maybe you'd like to receive some recent programme playlists by regular mail. Just mention this week's programme, New Year, New Voices, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. David Grisman calls him a bright new light illuminating the contemporary fiddle universe, so we're very glad to debut him on Thistle with a few of his friends on Cluck Old Hen. It's Nate Leith.
Thank you.
Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities, on the web at wallacefoundation.org. The Thistle and Shamrock is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. This is NPR Music.